What's the best piece of advice about computers you've ever received, Cal?
Back up.
Why did I think that was going to be your answer? Because the...
Because it is the best piece of advice I've ever
Absolutely.
Received.
Absolutely. And because I didn't do that myself, I got a bit of a problem. Actually, I did.
Anytime you back... First of all, there's... one of my best friends used to say there's two types of people. Those who need to back up and those who wish they backed up. Which one do you want to be? So... you can never go wrong with it.
Right, exactly.
You can never, ever go wrong with it.
I recently had an experience in installing the new update to Mac OS, the Mac OS Sierra, and something did go awry in the installation. First time it wouldn't download, second time it did, but it changed some things. And one of the first questions you had to me was, did I make an image of my file beforehand? Fortunately, I didn't, but fortunately, I have a Time Machine, which is a backup running all the time, as well as a cloud-based backup.
So you did have a backup.
I do. I have two backups that are going. But doing an image file is so important if you're going to do something like that.
Well, when you say image
file. Bootable image.
Yeah, bootable. Actually, it's called a clone file.
Thank you.
So basically, what you do is you take an external drive. And you use some software on a Windows machine. You use something like Acronis, and I think you can make a bootable backup with Acronis. I'm not sure.
Right?
Yeah, you can make it bootable.
But definitely on a Mac, if you use Carbon Copy Cloner or my favorite Super Duper,
right?
You take an external hard drive, you plug it into the USB or the Thunderbolt port, and you format it, and you say, I want you to take my entire drive inside my computer and duplicate it. In this external drive. Now, the drive has to be at least as big as your internal
sure,
drive
obviously.
Or larger. And what it does, it takes everything off the computer, puts it onto that drive, and then it also makes that drive bootable. So now when you're all done, if you're going to apply like an OS update to it, what you're going to do is not apply the OS update to the drive in the computer. You're going to boot the computer to the external drive.
Uh-huh.
When it comes up, then you apply that update to the external drive.
Uh-huh.
If it goes awry, you turn it off, you unplug the USB cable, you turn the computer back on, and you're exactly where you were before you started.
Right.
If it goes well, you just go ahead and boot constantly to that external drive, play with it for a certain amount of time until you're sure all your applications are working. And if you're happy with it, then you can go ahead and do this. Clone the drive again to the external, and then apply the update to the new machine to your machine. If it goes awry, you can clone it back from the external drive.
You always have a safe
you're
place
good to go.
That is fascinating. So you do the update to the clone. If it works, then you put it back up.